Welcome back. It is one of the richest sports clubs in the world, but for how much longer? Manchester United suffered a disastrous season, well, season by their standard, but they are the most successful English club over the last 20 years. But they failed to win any trophies or qualify for the most lucrative tournament, which is next season. And their manager was fired as well. None of that so far has hit the bottom line. Let's look at their latest numbers. For the quarter, the club's profits tripled to nearly $18.5 million. They also managed to stabilize their debts. Debt there dropped 4% to nearly $600 million. But there's one figure that will trouble fans and also the owners. $50 million. That's how much the club will lose by missing out on qualifying for Europe's Champions League tournament, which is one of the biggest revenue generators for the clubs. So, Man U is still the winner of the boardroom, if not on the pitch, but the debt load we saw just a moment ago is one of the biggest of any sports club in the world. And the poor results, plus the recent sacking of manager David Moyes, now raises the specter of a disappointing global fan base. They account for nearly half of the club's income. Richard Bestick reports from Manchester.
Manchester United is one of the most successful brands in football history, boasting 659 million fans around the world. The Old Trafford grounds, something of a soccer shrine.
I'm from Guatemala and I'm here because I'm a Manchester United fan.
Yeah, I traveled that 12 hours actually on the plane
to visit the club.
It was this unswerving fan base that first attracted the American Glazer brothers, who took the team's finances to New York.
The Glazers didn't bring money when they first came here. They borrowed the $1.3 billion necessary to take control. What they did bring was an extraordinary sporting business acumen, which has completely transformed the business model here.
International accountancy firm Deloitte has praise for the Glazers' high-earning methods.
That sort of global perspective and that fresh look at, you know, how do we subdivide our commercial market has been one of the great innovations that the club has made over the last few years.
However, the abrupt sacking of Manchester United's manager David Moyes after just 11 months in the job was a wobble. Moyes had been hand-picked by the outgoing Alex Ferguson, who'd had more than a quarter of a century of unrivaled success at the English club. The rapid departure of his successor, a sharp reminder that scoring with sponsors depends on winning.
The endorsements, the sponsorships, cover every aspect of Manchester United's business, from credit cards to insurance, and every part of the world.
The Glazers' monetized methods have also left some fans doubtful of their motives.
At the end of the day, I think they're here for the money, but they're not here for the team, do you know what I mean?
There's a big question mark, that's for sure.
Manchester United is sure to remain a towering global force in football for years, but the Moyes mistake at least suggests a trace of financial fallibility. Richard Bestick, CCTV, Old Trafford, England.